Hi there, this is Claire Casey again, and you're listening to part two, module one of Capture His Heart. And this one is called Unleashing Your Inner Siren, How to Awaken Unsettling Primal Urges in a Man, or How to Be the Most Incredible, Compelling Woman in the Room and Attract the Most Potent Men. You can get engaged today. You read that right. You can actually, literally, truthfully get engaged today. And of course, I'm not talking about a diamond ring on your finger. I'm talking about exactly what that diamond ring traditionally represents: engagement. When you wear that ring, it means you're committed to a relationship. And a woman gets that ring because she's animated, energetic, and overflowing with interest in the man and the people and experiences that surround her. To get engaged today, you are going to be vibrantly, exuberantly involved with the world around you, particularly with the men around you. Life attracts life. Energy draws energy. The more engaged, there's that word again, that you are with men, the more they will be drawn to you like iron is drawn to a powerful magnet. In fact, the more powerful your magnetism, and listen, you are just not going to believe how easy it is to be magnetic, but the more powerful your magnetism, the more strong, potent, and sturdy men you will be drawing to you. Little magnet, little men. Strong magnet, strong and exciting men. You are going to be incredible. Just wait and see, and it won't take long. It doesn't matter how many opportunities you've missed by walking through your life without actively engaging with the men you encounter every single day, because guess what? You get a brand new, sparkling, and delicious day first thing tomorrow morning. Also, you promised to let the past be the past just a little while ago in part one. That's another reason why it doesn't matter. You may have put a lot of energy into wondering why you haven't had the man attention you want and deserve, but now that's going to change. Now you're going to take all that energy and power, all that fuel and spirit and vivacity that I know you have, and pour it into engaging with men. Now, here's a secret insider tip about men, beauty, and engagement. This is a big fat secret that can mean all the difference as you start your new practice of getting engaged. Every single man in the world, bar none, is more attracted to a woman who makes him feel good than they are to a woman who may look fabulous, but who has absolutely no interest or engagement with him. Of course, he will drool over the Miss October and Miss December, Miss January, and so on. Of course, his head wants to snap around when the hot young waitress in the microskirt and knee socks saunters past, but he will fall in love with the woman who makes him feel like a man, the woman who is interested in him and wants what he has to offer her. It's time to get engaged, girlfriend. It is time to actively seek out the men in your universe and start expressing some interest in them. Hey, have fun with this. Don't just save your engagement for the tasty morsel who runs by your apartment every morning on his morning miles. Be friendly with the teenager at the newsstand, the elderly fellow at the library, the geeky guys in IT, the school crossing guard whose post is on your walk to the coffee shop, and yes, the sexy teaching assistant in your engineering course. Put your attention on the men. Lots of them. Flash your smile, say howdy, and intentionally radiate your light and open intention for good into the hallways, parking lots, conference tables, elevators, sidewalks, shops, clubs, dinner meetings, crosswalks, checkout counters, and front desks of your life. Participate. Don't let your thoughts be dragged into negative self-censure. You know the kind of stuff I'm talking about, where you say to yourself, I forgot to drop off the dry cleaning. There's no way I can finish this project by the deadline. This car repair is going to kill my budget for the month. This blouse makes me look chunky, blah, blah, blah. Resist the desire to dwell on what you don't have, and instead look around you and consider the possibilities that are walking by and talking to you every single day. Possibilities that you can make into reality if you choose to. Being the most incredible, compelling woman in the room begins with being active and alive, being engaged and interested in the people around you. Every time you speak kindly, encourage someone, or smile and ask friendly questions, you're opening doors to possibilities for your future. Men cannot resist that kind of engagement. And why would they want to? It feels wonderful to be noticed, to be seen and found interesting. Okay, here's another secret insider tip for amping your engagement. This is my all-time best tip for really turning up the volume. Ask powerful questions. In other words, in addition to smiling and being alive and interested in the men around you, start thinking now about what kind of questions you can ask a man that will be an open invitation to a real conversation, something that actually makes you stand out in a crowd and keeps him from ever forgetting his encounter with you. You've already done the hard part just by waking up and engaging with him. Now you need to turn the key in the ignition and stand back to see how his engine roars into life. Lisa was pretty sure that if you could turn off the floodlights in the arena, she would glow brightly enough to illuminate the whole place. The night was hers. The band was going to be phenomenal, and she intended to capture everything the universe had to offer her tonight and share it with all who were willing. She smiled at the guy in front of her in the concession stand line. "Do you remember where you were when you first heard these guys work their magic?" she asked as the crowds jostled them together. He raised his eyebrows, and she could tell he was a little surprised by the question. He smiled. "Somewhere I wasn't supposed to be," he replied. "I should have been in third period French, but my buddy and I had snuck out to his car to listen to the radio and try to smoke cigarettes. We thought it was pretty cool that a band from our town had made it big enough to get a song on the radio. Both of us bought the first album right after we got out of after-school detention." She grinned and nodded sympathetically. "If I'd had a friend with a car on campus, I would have tried to get out of French class myself. I had Mr. Garfield Harbilger, not a French bone in his body. We should write a fan letter and tell the band that you suffered detention like I suffered Mr. Harbilger, all for love of this band. We could probably score free merch at the very least, and we would deserve it." He barked out a laugh, surprising himself. He noticed she was wearing one of the big, boxy concert t-shirts that most of the merch tables were selling. Amazingly, he decided, she looked great in it, too. It was his turn at the counter, and he held up two fingers and waited as the man dug into the cooler and brought out a couple of icy beers, flipped the caps off, and passed them over. When he turned back to her, she was looking directly into his eyes. Friendly? Interested? "Were you ever inspired to start a band of your own?" she asked, and he suddenly wondered if he'd met her somewhere before now. "A whole string of them, actually," he answered, digging in his pocket to pay for his two beers. "None of them lasted more than about 10 minutes, though." He reflected for a moment and then shook his head at his own dreams. He could have waved and walked off, but for some reason, he didn't. Just yet. It was her turn at the counter, and she ordered her nachos and cheese. "Well, that's exactly how these guys got started. Somebody's garage. Different mixes of people until they found one that clicked." She turned to look at him again. What would you do if one of those old high school friends called you up and asked you to try again? He grunted like someone taking a friendly punch in the shoulder. It sounded like an old dream rumbling to life again. I don't know, he finally replied, watching her pay for her order. He couldn't seem to stop watching her. In fact, who was this woman? He wondered. On impulse, he turned and offered her one of the cold, frosty bottles, just in case she might take it. Did you get a seat up close to the stage? He asked. So, you've listened to my little story. All Lisa needed were three powerful questions, and she very quickly snagged the attention of a guy she had never even met before. Do you remember where you were? Were you ever inspired to? And what would you do if? She is in control, and he's already keenly attuned to her and hanging on her every movement. Now Lisa will get to decide whether she wants to pursue it further or simply go work her undeniable engagement magic on another guy. Soon, she will have so many options, she'll have to schedule time just to sort through them all. There's an art to asking powerful questions, but it's easy to learn and it instantly creates connection. Asking powerful questions could benefit you in many areas of your life, from business to relationships. So be sure to download and read through the Powerful Questions worksheet so you can start using this very simple tool today to massively amplify your engagement. Soon, you'll be the most compelling woman in the room, drawing the most interesting and potent men.